Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Emily.
Hi. Can you tell me when Kelvin is working, please?
Yep. So he will be here on Monday.
On Monday?
Yep.
So he's not there at all before Monday?
No.
Right. He saw my budgie last night at the emergency vet.
Okay.
And I just wanted him to continue treatment. He did say I need, the bird needs to come in before Monday, but...
And have you called the Green Cross vets that he works at? So he works at the emergency, but he also works at Green Slopes at Woolloongabba, I believe it is.
Sorry, where else does he work?
Green Cross vets at Woolloongabba.
Oh, isn't he only at the emergency there?
No, he does the Green Cross as well.
Oh, okay. And is he as an exotic vet there as well?
You'd have to give them a ring and see. He is when he's with us, but I'm not sure when he's at the Green Cross. I believe he is, but you'd just say, yeah.
Right. Okay. Because I'm watching the budgie broke its leg and he stopped the bleeding and put it in a little cast. But I'm watching the budgie's leg. It's still pink. It hasn't changed blue or anything. So that's good. But, right. Okay. Well, on Saturday, you guys are open Saturday too, aren't you?
We are, yes. He's not here on, like I said, he's only here on the Monday, but I can get you in with my other exotics vets on the Saturday.
Right.
I'm just concerned if he's broken his leg, he's going to probably need surgery. So the cast and the splint is only temporary. He'd need to be seen.
I know that. We spoke about that last night.
Good.
Which is why he referred me to you guys, because I said, where do you work? He also said there is a possibility it could mend, but it wouldn't be 100% by itself just in the cast. I'm a little sort of concerned about getting a budgie put under anaesthetic because I've been told it is casualty high risk for a budgie. And I've had
any avian patients, but yeah, that's why you go to like an exotic specialist like us.
We're
trained in those fields, so.
Oh yeah, I know that. It's just when it's happened to you once, you just
absolutely. It's a very traumatic experience.
It has happened to me with a young budgie, and it really was quite horrible for him. Obviously, more so than me. He was only a baby, but I don't ever want that happening again. But having said that, it wasn't a ovarian vet that saw the budgie. Okay, I'm just going to, I can't think at the moment. I might give you a call back tomorrow. Is it more to come in on a Saturday? Is the consult more to come in on the Saturday?
No, it's not. I just, would urge you not to leave it until Saturday, and Dr. Kelwin would say the same. I do have appointments tomorrow, but like I said, just have a think about it and
I'm definitely going to bring the bird in. There's no two ways about that.
I know. I'm just urging him not to leave it until Saturday.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. Rightio then. What's the latest appointment you do in the day?
It would be 4:20, but that's taken for tomorrow. So 3:40 would be my latest one, but yeah.
Right. Okay.
I'm booked up in the late afternoon as well. So yeah.
I'll ring you back within the next hour.
Yep. No worries
at all. If that's okay. Okay. Thank you. Bye.
That's it. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.